Well, good afternoon. Good evening. How's all my listeners doing out there? I hope you're all doing okay. I decided to surprise you, excuse me, with this podcast because it's going to make you think. So, you know, first, you know, this being our 82nd episode in season 2, which leaves us with 18 more to go in this season. And this is April 10th, 2023. Okay, we're moving right along in April into spring. Got some sunlight today after just pouring down rain. So yeah, we kind of like that. Kind of makes everybody happy. So I'm glad we got it. But, you know, first of all, if it wasn't for all of you people, I wouldn't be here. So again, I'm your podcaster, R. Keith Langston. This is your podcast, Truth and Reality, Not for Kids. And this is our 82nd episode on April 10th, 2023. To start off, I'd like to thank all my countries like United States, Germany, Australia, Brazil, India, United Kingdom, Iran finally got a joint, Austria, Bangladesh, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the R word, which I don't like pronounce their name, Turkey, South Africa, New Zealand, Bangladesh, we already got Bangladesh, Azerbaijan. We got the Philippines as our newest one. And I know I'm leaving Finland. And we have Finland. And I thank all of you for being here for our 82nd episode. So what I'm going to talk to you about on number 82 in season 2 is, you know how, you know, most of the people are, you know, my age, a little bit younger, a little bit older. Those are most of my listeners. And I know they're hearing this because you know how you watch the news and you find out what happened that day or yesterday, or, you know, you're working, you don't get to watch it a lot. You know, you got traffic on the way home. You still probably catch the news up to 7 o'clock if you wish. Okay, and you know how you sit there and watch the news? You start hearing all these stories about different shit that's going on in your backyard, in another city, next door, and so on and so on. And you watch the news, and you watch the news, and you just shake your head. You're like, really? That happened yesterday? That happened last night? Yeah, it did. And you just shake your head. You continue to watch the news. They continue to give you more stories about the government. Talk about Trump, who's running for president now. I guess that girl, that governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley or somebody, I guess she's running for GOP president. You know, so, you know, we already got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He already put his name in for the Democratic race. So we got some new faces and new people, some young at heart, more so, that we need. You know what I'm saying? And again, as we sit there and watch TV and watch the news and you start hearing more and more shit, all you do is shake your head. You know, if you got a partner, a friend, husband, wife, whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe you're watching it together. And then some stories just look at each other. And you say, really? He shot those motherfuckers for what? For nothing. So you go, then there's today. You know, it happened this morning. He goes into a smoke shop. There's only one clerk. He couldn't get the fucking cashier open. He couldn't get the money. but he shot the clerk. You know, because he's mad. Because he's stupid. And because we hear all these stupid ass stories on TV every day that the news tells us, it makes us shake our head. Yeah, that's what we do. We shake our head because of the bullshit that we hear every day. You know, out of 148 days this year, there's already 142, no, that's backwards. There's 147 mass shootings in 145 days this year. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? As you listen to shit like that, all you do, all you can do is shake your head. Can't believe it, right? Unbelievable, right? And these electric cars they're trying to push on people, they're not selling. I wonder why. Well, for one, there is no guarantee that they're going to find a place to charge their car if they go anywhere. Okay? That's number one. You haven't solved that issue yet. Okay? So they're not going to go. Now you're bringing the prices down on those fucking EVs. You know, you're bringing the price down $2 and $3 a pop per car, trying to sell it because Americans don't really want it. And they're not jumping like you thought they were going to be like fish jumping out the water. Well, they did not. And you did not sell those cars as you thought you would. Okay? They're getting smart. They realize it's too much trouble. They're holding on to their gas cars, or they're buying a 22 or 21. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what they're doing in my state, in Washington State, up here in the PNW of the United States. We're not selling any more brand new gas cars. Not this state, not this year. They're selling 21s and 22 new cars. Okay? This state ain't selling no new gas cars. You got to go to another state and buy a gas car. Do you understand? Okay, again, as we sit and we watch the news and gather information, what do? We shake our head again. We can't believe it. We look at each other. We look at the wall, we say, oh, we look up in a fucking ceiling, and we say, wow, really? That shit happened again? And as all these things keep happening, you know what I really dislike? Is how they tell all the fucking criminals what they're getting ready to do, how they did it, why they did it. And they listening to you too on the news telling too much. You're telling criminals too goddamn much. You need to slow that shit down. Because they don't need to know how to get worse. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, you voted for the guns in our state up here. No more automatic rifles on the streets and nobody can sell them. But how long before that kicks in? Probably July. It ain't happened right away. You know what I'm saying? So again, as we sit here and watch the news and gather more and more information, and then you got your nightly news, you know, that's all states and countries and everything combined. That's on for 30 minutes on a couple channels. Yeah. Then you get that and you say, wow. It really happened, like they start showing more videos and shit. And you start saying, really, they start showing you audio, listen to that shit, the talk, the movement, and again, you shake your head, and you say, what the fuck is going on? See, that's what the news does to us every day. See, it makes us shake our head, and we just say, what the hell? What the fuck? How could it be? Really? Yeah, that's what you do to us when we watch the news. We shake our fucking head and we say, what the fuck? We look at our world and we listen to the president and everybody else talking some other shit going on. Trump ain't supposed to be running. Shit like that. And we say, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? We listen, we learn, and we shake our heads and we say, what the fuck? And with that being said, before I come back on Thursday or Saturday and do another podcast, I want you to listen to what I'm saying here. And either you agree or you don't. You keep hearing shit on the news. You're hearing about wars. You got China over there doing like Russia did before they went into Ukraine, doing exercises and shit. Yeah, they're ready for war because they want to fight for Taiwan. Okay, so we already said that we would protect Taiwan. And we got people and troops and guns and airplanes and boats and ships over there too. You know, so you got to keep in mind there are these little wars might be going on any day now that's not talked about too much. What you hear about is mass shootings more than you hear about whether we're going to war or not. You feel me? So again, you listen to stronger news, deeper news, fucking shit like that. And again, you shake your fucking head because you can't believe what's going on. That's what it's about right now. How are we going to change it? Who's going to step up? How are we going to fix it? Who's ready to do something about it? Or are we just going to keep on sitting on the couch, watching the news, together or alone, and shake your fucking head? Okay? Think about it. With that being said, on our 82nd episode of Season 2, I am done. Come back and listen to me Thursday or Saturday. I'm out. Have a good one.